Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a little old show called Tech Talk. That's right, this is a program devoted to technology. But listen, you don't need to be tech savvy in order to enjoy it. In fact, this show is devoted to making sense of technology. So even if you're tech shy, you're still going to get something out of this show. Even if you don't know the difference between an iPod and a tripod, we're going to have some fun this hour. You won't hear any geek speak here, honest. We'll cover all the coolest tech toys on this show, as we do each and every week, with such topics as laptops, HD TVs, stereos, mobile phones, portable MP3 players, camcorders, digital cameras, and GPS navigation units. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. This week, features include how to turn your photos into a beautiful panorama and how to use your PC to create a board game for the kids or grandkids this fall. That's MicrosoftHome.com. All right, name something you never leave the house without, besides your keys and wallet, of course. The answer is your cell phone. Your mobile phone has evolved considerably over the past few years into a must-have device that we feel naked without. It's our lifeline to the world. And instead of just being, you know, a device that receives and sends calls, it's sort of morphed into a portable computer that's also capable of taking photos, shooting video, helping you navigate around town with GPS. You can watch TV on these things. You can read email, surf the web, and a lot more. Phones can do all this, and there are many different types of cell phones today. And many are commonly referred to as smartphones, an apt name, of course. And we'll discuss this hour, really, what is a smartphone and what makes a smartphone smart? Is it just that it can do a lot of things, or is there more to it under the hood? So on today's show, we'll delve into a discussion about smartphones. What makes a smartphone smart, and what features are important to you? How do you decide what's right for you and your needs and your budget? So with that in mind, please welcome to the show Carlos Zamorano from Nokia. He's the e-marketing manager for Nokia North America. Welcome to the show, Carlos.
Hello, Mark. It's great to be here. It's definitely a great opportunity, and let's have some fun talking about smartphones.
You got it. And, you know, a lot of people are going to say, why is he saying Nokia or Nokia?
Because Nokia.
Yeah. So. Before we continue, Nokia is a Finnish company.
It is.
Okay, so they're from Finland. And if I'm not mistaken, it's supposed to be pronounced in English, Nokia. It sounds a little funny to us in North America. So a lot of people say Nokia, but they're not an Asian company, or else it would be Nokia, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like you got it IKEA. Right?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Right, but IKEA is also from Scandinavian country. So it's Nokia. I'll say Nokia if you're okay with that, Carlos.
That's fine.
Instead of Nokia, because it sounds a little funny.
Yep.
Sounds like I'm going to say gnocchi, you know, like the Italian dish, gnocchi. But it's Nokia, but you could say it however you like, our listeners, when you call in with questions. So Carlos will be here until 1 p.m. to chat about buying a smartphone. And, you know, I think that Carlos, on behalf of the world's largest cell phone company, would have some good advice for you on what to look for when you're shopping for your next phone. Free advice, as well as sharing with us some interesting information about Nokia phones, what they've got on the market now, what's coming, and what they can do perhaps that other phones cannot. We have an absolutely amazing grand prize to give away today, courtesy of Nokia, which I'll tell you about in a moment. But first, the numbers to call us on News Talk 1010 this hour are 416-872-1010. If you're outside of the Toronto area, it's simply 1-800-561-CFRB. Or on your cell phone, a free call, speaking of cell phones, *8255. That's *8255, a free call to get your question on the air. Now, if you do get a question or comment about cell phones today on the air, you are eligible for a call back at the end of the show, a couple of minutes before 1 p.m., if you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, which is, I won with Nokia on Tech Talk, then you will win this amazing grand prize worth, get this, $550. This grand prize is called Music in a Box from Nokia. And I'll let Carlos explain what is in this box, what is in this package, this grand prize giveaway worth $550.
So, Mark, to start, we have the Nokia 5310, which is a great device that we launched with Rogers in the past couple months, and we've done really successfully with it, and it's definitely a great device for music and, of course, for making phone calls.
Right, so it's a phone, but it can also play about 18 hours worth of music.
Yep, it does, and it has a really, really good battery life, which is a big concern nowadays with music devices, right? So you get up to 20 hours of music playback, and depending on the amount of memory you get, I believe you get 1 gigabyte on this price pack.
Okay, so that's about 1,000. How many songs? It's about 300 songs?
Between 300 and 500
songs. Okay, about 300 songs, 1 gigabyte. So you get the Nokia 5310 Express Music mobile phone. Mm-hmm. You also get, from what I understand, a Bluetooth stereo headset called the BH604. Yes. What does that mean?
That means basically that you get pretty much the same quality of a wired headset, but with no wires. So you can just freely walk around the house or don't need to be attached to the phone or to the device with any wires. And you get really, really, really amazing quality out of it.
And when a phone call comes in, you can talk as if you had one of those little earpieces, little headsets.
Yep.
So there's a little microphone, so the person that you're talking to can hear you.
Yep.
And then you hear the person through the headsets. And the music mutes or pauses, right?
It pauses, and then you can start talking. And as soon as you hang up, your music starts again.
I feel like Ron Popé, the late night TV, what are those called? Infomercials? Because wait, there's more. You also get the Nokia Mini Speakers MD6. These are wireless speakers, or are they
wired?
No, this
is wired.
Okay, so you connect your phone to them when you don't want to wear the headset.
Exactly. And when you have, I don't know, if we want to share some music with a friend of yours or something, it's perfect for that. Quality is amazing too, and it's actually pretty loud. It's actually fairly small. And you can carry it around with you anywhere you go. And it's actually very, very good.
So it's surprisingly loud. And then the last, the fourth component of this Music in a Box giveaway is an extra charger. It's a USB emergency charger that gives you a boost of power in case you need it. The entire value of this prize pack is $550, courtesy of our friends at Nokia. And our guest today, Carlos Zamorano, who's going to answer your calls now about buying a cell phone. Get your question on the air today, and you're eligible for a call back before 1 p.m. Answer the phone with the secret phrase, and you've won this prize. This secret phrase is I won with Nokia on Tech Talk. And again, our guest is Carlos Zamorano. We're talking about what makes a smartphone smart. The numbers to call us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. That's *talk, TALK. Let's, before we go to the first caller, I guess I'll ask the first question to kickstart the conversation, Carlos. Sure. A smartphone, it sounds like it is what it is. It's a phone that can do a lot. But how would someone from Nokia define a smartphone?
Well, I guess it all starts with the operating system, with what makes the device run. We have a wide open operating system that allows different people in the world to develop new applications for it. So people know probably the most common use for a smartphone is checking email on the go, right? But on top of that, there's a lot of other things you can do with it. You can take pictures, and we've advanced humongously with picture taking capabilities on devices like our cell phones. But you can also listen to music. You can install different apps. You can use the GPS nowadays. And so I guess the better way to define what a smartphone is simply a device that we can carry with us at all times and simplifies our life big time.
Right. So you've almost got a computer in your pocket because you can do things that you can do on a computer.
Yep.
Look at maps. You can send and receive email. You can do text messaging, which on a computer would be instant messaging, which is a real-time chat opposed to email, which is turn-based, and a lot more. Play games, listen to music. Almost everything you can do on a computer, surf the internet, you can now do on your mobile phone. A lot of people want to make the upgrade. They have a phone that's a couple of years old. They're looking at their carriers, be it Bell or Rogers or TELUS, and they're thinking, okay, I want to make the upgrade to one of these fancy smartphones I've been hearing a lot about, whether it's a Nokia handset or an Apple iPhone or a BlackBerry or a Samsung Instinct or a Windows mobile powered device, but they don't know where to go, and they don't want to spend more money than they need if they're never going to take pictures on their phone, if they love their camera instead. So what I want to do this hour, Carlos, and we're going to take a short break now, is to sort of help our listeners decide what kind of phone is ideal for them and what features are important, which ones you might want to wait on. All right. So on that note, we're going to take a short break. When we return, more with Nokia and Carlos Zamorano. Stay with us. But first, the time is 12:17. Let's check in with the Pizza CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. On today's Tech Talk, a smartphone's buyer guide. How do you know what features to look for and what phone to invest in if you're in the market for an upgrade? We are joined by Carlos Zamorano from Nokia. Welcome back to the show, Carlos.
Welcome.
We are talking with a representative from the world's largest cell phone maker. You know, in Canada, Nokia is pretty popular, but in other parts of the world, they have the overwhelming majority, especially in Europe and in Asia. They are the world's number one cell phone maker. And when it comes to smartphones, they've recently announced a couple of new products that are going to go head-to-head with the likes of the iPhone and the BlackBerry and some Windows mobile device, and those are going to be on North American shelves in the coming months and years. And we have, speaking of Nokia, we have a terrific grand prize giveaway as a little thank you to those who call in with a question today. Anybody who gets on the air is eligible for a callback at the end of this show. You're going to give Jill, our wonderful screener, your phone number, and then Dwayne Bishop, our tech op, is going to randomly call somebody back at the end of the show, pull a name out of the hat, if you will. If you answer the phone, not with hello, but with our secret phrase today, which is, I won with Nokia on Tech Talk, then you've won a $550 prize pack called Nokia's Music in a Box. It consists of the Nokia 5310 mobile phone, which is great for music, and it comes with a memory card that can fit a few hundred songs. You've got a wireless set of headphones that can also receive calls as well, a speaker set, and a USB emergency charger if you need to charge up your phone in a pinch. All valued at $550, just as a thank you from Nokia and us here at News Talk 1010 and Tech Talk for calling in today. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. Without further ado, Carlos, let's jump right into the lines and answer the questions. The first one from Claudette in Markham. Welcome to Tech Talk.
Hi. My question is, first of all, I never own a cell phone, and I want to know with a smartphone if it's like a regular cell phone as far as the contract options are concerned.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, it does. It is pretty much the same as a cell phone. I mean, to start, it is actually a cell phone with a lot of add-ups to it, right? So you can do the same amount of activities that you do with a regular cell phone, and on top of that, you can do a lot more, like GPS and taking great pictures and sharing with your friends using internet. So you can do a lot more than just making phone calls or sending text messages. But to start, in essence, it's also a cell phone that can do way more than that.
And as far as a contract is concerned, it would be the same sort of idea. So basically, she would sign up with, I guess, Rogers. Mm-hmm. We should explain that in a moment. So with when you buy a Nokia phone with a carrier, you usually do have to commit to a year or two or three in order to save money. It subsidizes the cost of the phone. You commit to a plan.
Yep.
Okay. And before we go to the next caller, we should probably explain this. Nokia, there's two kinds of wireless cell phone technology out there. There's in North America. There is CDMA and there's GSM. CDMA towers, you work with TELUS and Bell and Virgin, and those work with those types of handsets that are made for CDMA. And then GSM is more of a global standard. In Canada, that would be Rogers and Fido primarily. And the benefit of a GSM phone is that you can bring that phone with you around the world. It works in more than 200 countries or more than 150 countries for data, for email and text messaging and web surfing. So Nokia only makes GSM phones.
Yes.
So by default, in Canada, it's Rogers or Fido. Is that correct?
Exactly. That's correct.
Okay. All right. I want to clarify that in case somebody's a Bell Mobility user, then they won't be able to use a Nokia phone. But they could still take the advice we're giving out today and apply it to another phone.
And to go back to the contract question, the more things you want to do with your device, the more you have to agree with the carrier to use their services, like, for example, internet. If you want to use it to navigate on the internet using your device, then you have to get a contract.
Right.
A data plan.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Good point. Let's go to Mary and Don Mills. Hi, Mary. You're on News Talk 1010.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks. I was wanting to ask, does a smartphone have full-featured email capabilities? What I was thinking of was photos. We're having a baby in the family soon. And
congratulations.
I have relatives all over the world, and I was wondering if I could email pictures to them.
Yeah, definitely. They do have full feature email capabilities. You can, depending on the brand of cell phone that you want to buy, or especially in this case, a Nokia device, we do have, you can set it up so you can have your Hotmail or Gmail account or your Yahoo account, or you can have also your Office account. and send emails using either one of those accounts. For
Sure. Great question, Mary. So what I do is when I take a picture with my phone is I press one of the buttons on the phone and it asks me, do you want to email it as an attachment, which is something you can't do with a regular camera, of course. Do you want to upload it to Facebook if you have the Facebook application installed on your phone? Do you want to send it as a message to another phone? It's called an MMS or multimedia message to another phone. And so there are a number of options you can do once that phone is taken. Or if you simply want to connect the phone to your computer with a USB cable or Bluetooth, which is wireless.
You can upload the picture directly to the computer and then...
Right, which some might do to save money because it might cost some money on to send it from the phone to somewhere else. Whereas if you connect it to your computer, put it onto your PC, then email it, even though it's an extra step, it might be a bit cheaper.
And even depending on how sophisticated you want to go with it, we recently announced a new application that is called Nokia Vine. And basically what it does is keeps track of all the activities you do on your phone and geotag it. So basically it puts coordinates on whatever you do. So if you listen to a song, it'll geotag it and share it with your friends online right away without you even pushing a button.
Wow.
If you take a picture, it'll upload it to the web right away without you even touching the button.
So if you're looking at, say, Google Maps or something like that, you can, or Google Earth, you can see, you can have your photo show up in the actual location that you took it.
You took it,
Very cool. That's a good that's a good example of what a smartphone can do. Sounds pretty smart to me. We would love to hear more from you. We're going to take another short break, get to more of the callers, collect more names for this fantastic grand prize. So we'll be back in a few moments with Carlos Zamorano from Nokia to answer your questions about what makes a smartphone smart. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. This week, features include how to turn your photos into beautiful panoramas and how to use your PC to create a board game for the kids or grandkids. That's MicrosoftHome.com. On today's show, we're chatting with Nokia, the world's number one cell phone manufacturer, and specifically with Carlos Zamorano, the e-marketing manager for Nokia North America, about what makes a smartphone smart. If you're in the market for upgrading your handset, as we call it, or mobile phone, what are some of the features that you might want to look for? Welcome back to the show, Carlos.
Thank you.
Okay. We have a great prize for someone who gets on the air today. We're going to randomly call back somebody at the end of the show. If you call between now and one and get your number, your question on the air. If we call you back, you have to answer the phone with this phrase, I won with Nokia on Tech Talk. And you, hopefully a little bit more ecstatic than that, and you'll win yourself a $550 grand prize consisting of the Nokia 5310 mobile phone, a Bluetooth wireless headset that is stereo music, a speaker set, and an emergency charger, all worth $550. So have your question on the air. We're going to get right to them rapid fire style. We're going to quickly go to the next bunch of callers. But if you have, if you're still contemplating giving us a call, here are the numbers, 416-872-1010. 1-800-561-CFRB or star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's jump into Sharon on the Don Valley with her question. Thanks for calling.
Hi, I'm off the Don Valley right now.
I know you've been holding for a while, so thanks.
No, that's okay. Listen, I'm actually kind of intrigued with your show. I mean, I can't leave home without my cell phone, as you know, with everybody else. And I actually upgraded Nokia to a flip Nokia. I know that doesn't sound too whoa, but it was kind of neat because it takes pictures. But you're blowing me away with all the other things that it can do, and I had no idea it can also do, like, GPS things. And what I'm actually curious is, you said it's like a computer. Is it a web-based software, and can it crash? And how does the can you do a GPS through that?
Okay, good question.
Can I ask one other thing? Can you keep me on hold? Because I'm not on hold that I can hear, because I'm actually not in my car now.
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem.
Thanks.
Okay, so... I said earlier that it's like a pocket computer, Carlos.
Yep.
Does that mean it also comes with some of the problems that we face? I mean, a cell phone doesn't crash too often, does it?
It doesn't. The good part about that is that we do have a very robust support center. And if you have any problems with any of your phones, you can definitely call there. And we have some of the wisest guys working for us on the support center. And you'll be able to fix it really quick. I mean, it's not very common to see, but it does happen. I have to be open about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you find that people are using their phones to surf the internet now if they're looking up? Like, I know I do if I'm looking something up.
Yeah, definitely. We do. We see that now we see the more and more people are actually using their mobile phones to browse the internet.
Yeah.
And,
in some countries, that is their internet. They don't have a home computer.
Exactly, yep.
Let's go to Paul in Oakville. Thanks for holding on, Paul.
Oh, good afternoon, Mark and Carlos. It's a great topic and a great show.
Thank you.
My question is, I'm in the market for a smartphone, mainly to check my email and open attachments, but I actually need something with big keys and large text display.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my fingers are getting bigger, my eyesight's getting poorer. So, what do you recommend?
Okay, so this is Mark here, Paul. You know, definitely if you're going to be using your phone for messaging, so that's email and text messaging, then I would recommend a QWERTY-based keyboard. So these are those smartphones that has a computer-like layout with QWERTY, you know, Q-W-E-R-T-Y in the top left corner. And there are a number of phones that have that. You know, I'm partial to BlackBerries for email because I find that I can type a message pretty quickly, whereas a phone like the iPhone, I have trouble typing on the screen. Even though it's a QWERTY keyboard, it's what's called a soft keyboard because you're actually using your thumbs to type on the screen, and I find that I'm not as fast or as efficient on those types of phones. So some phones have a keyboard at the bottom. Some slide out sideways. My wife has a Samsung phone that opens up sideways and reveals a QWERTY keyboard. So I would definitely recommend that. And as far as the font, as far as actually the text on the screen, most cell phones today will let you, whether it's a smartphone or a regular phone, they'll let you usually enlarge or shrink the font. Now, the downside to enlarging the font is that you're not going to see as much information on the screen at the same time. So you might have to scroll down a little bit. But a tip would be to buy a phone that has a pretty large screen, maybe 3 inches or so, instead of a small little 1-inch screen that's on, like, say, a Razer. So you're going to want something that's easy on your eyes and easy on your thumbs if you're going to be typing a message. But a great question. And I'm one of those too. I've got fat thumbs and I have trouble with those. Like, you know, phones are getting smaller and smaller, which is cool. But, you know, if you need a toothpick to type a message to somebody, what's the point? Let's go to Jim in Richmond Hill. Jim, thanks for holding on 25 minutes. Apologize, buddy. Jim, are you there? I guess it was a little too long. Okay. It's a busy show today. Maria from Etobicoke. I hope you're still here, hon.
I'm here.
Great. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you, gentlemen, for a very educational program. My husband and I are seniors. We've never had a cell phone, and our families are saying we should have one for security purposes. What would you recommend? Like, we don't have to have a lot of bells and whistles, but we should be able to receive calls and also make calls.
Yep.
And we take a lot of driving trips in North America.
Okay, great. That's a really good question, Maria. So, Carlos, I was going to recommend, and I'm sure you were as well, like a basic entry level, not a smartphone, a regular phone that is inexpensive to keep in the glove compartment in case of emergency. But instead of buying a standalone GPS device for navigation, maybe she could get a relatively inexpensive Nokia phone that does have navigation. So you type in the address you're going to, and it gives you turn-by-turn directions.
Yes, that's definitely a good recommendation, Mark. In your case, I would say that it's really important to have it as an emergency phone, and you want reliability, and Nokia devices throughout the years are known for that. So, and on top of that, we can definitely get you a device with a GPS. Currently in the market, we have the N95 8 gig, which I think it can get a bit pricey. But
yeah, that's because that has 8 gigabytes of memory, which is like 2,000 songs. So that's something that might not appeal to Maria.
But the other solution that there is that now most of the phones have Bluetooth enabled. You can actually get a Bluetooth
like a little puck.
GPS pocket, GPS radio, and you can keep it on your dashboard, and use the cell phone as your navigation device and your screen, but also have the GPS advantage via Bluetooth on the side.
Yeah, the only downside to using GPS on your cell phone is that it usually comes with a monthly service, about $10 a month usually. Yeah. It depends on your carrier and it depends on the phone you've got. So just keep that in mind. Whereas if you buy a standalone GPS device, it's there's no cost unless you want to use traffic.
It depends. If you want to use only maps and use only maps, that'd be free basically of charge.
But
if you want turn by turn direction,
that's
when you have to pay some money.
So Google Maps, for example, on your phone is free, but you don't get the audio based turn by turn. And if you're driving, you need audio. Yep. So, but that's a good point, Carlos. Hey, we got to take another short break. When we return, we're going to get to more calls and collect more names for that great prize. We want to hear from you. What makes a smartphone smart? And what are you looking for in a smartphone? 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, or *8255 on your smartphone. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. But first, it's 12:40. Time to check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Thank you, by the way, for the lovely emails I've been receiving over the past few weeks. I took a little leave of absence from Global Television and CFRB because I've been dealing with this polyp on my vocal cords. I'm undergoing therapy with a very well-known and amazing ENT in Toronto to remove this this growth on my right vocal cord through therapy rather than surgery. And it seems to be working. I still have a surgical consultation in the middle of the month to see if it is shrinking indeed, if a camera says it is. And if it's not, I might need a little more time off. But I feel better and, you know, good enough to at least come back to the airwaves. So over the past couple of weeks, we've been having encore presentations of Tech Talk. So thanks for being patient, not being able to call in with those. And I'm proud to say not only are we back, but we've got a heck of a guest and a grand prize today. We're talking about smartphones and we've got a prize pack valued at $550. This is a Nokia 5310 mobile phone. Built for music with memory to, you know, support. Not only does it sound great, but it can store a few hundred songs. There's a wireless Bluetooth headset. So unlike an iPod with which, you know, you're wired and you're tethered to your device, you can put on your headphones and up to 30 feet away listening to your music. A speaker set if you don't want to use the headphones, and other goodies valued at $550. I want to thank my guest for this grand prize, Carlos Zamorano, who's in the studio with me today. He's the e-marketing manager for Nokia North America. He's been in this job for 10 years. Welcome back to the show, Carlos.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Yeah, so Carlos is helping me answer questions from you about what makes a smartphone smart. What are you looking for if you're in the market to upgrade your cell phone? And what we're going to do is anybody who gets on the air is eligible for a call back and in a little over 10 minutes, answer the phone with a secret phrase, which I've given out a few times today, and you will win that amazing grand prize. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Sheila in Kitchener. Hi.
Hello.
Sheila. Thanks.
Hi.
For calling.
On the assumption that it's true and legal, can any cell phone be unlocked? Because I've heard if you're traveling in different countries, in order to avoid roaming charges, you can buy some sort of card and insert it into your cell phone. And who decides that, the manufacturer or the service provider?
Yeah, great question.
That's actually, so to start, maybe it's a good idea to explain a little bit what a SIM card is. And it's basically a card that you insert on your GSM phone. Mark, you were talking about GSM and
right.
CDMA
so,
earlier.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So not with Bell or Telus, but Rogers phones.
Rogers or Fido.
And it's a little white card that goes into the back, usually behind the battery.
Yep. And that card stores all the information with regards to your phone, like your phone number and some other network-related information that you need in order to make a phone call, basically.
Right.
In theory, if you buy an unlocked phone, like here in North America, it's really hard to get those.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you buy an unlocked phone, in theory, you can, yes, you can add any SIM card to the device.
Mm-hmm.
But if you buy directly with a carrier, the phone is locked and you won't be able to use any other SIM card other than the carrier that you bought the device with.
Carlos, I thought, though... And perhaps I'm mistaken. Please tell me if I am. I thought that even if you have, let's say, a Rogers phone with a SIM card, if you go to another country, you can buy or rent a SIM card there and put it in, which might be cheaper than roaming. Can you do that or no?
No? Oh, the device
it's locked.
Is locked to that SIM
okay.
card.
Okay, I didn't know that.
To the carrier.
Yeah, because in the U.S., it's a little bit different. And certainly in other parts of the world where the carrier involvement is less.
Mm-hmm.
What you can
do is you can switch SIM cards between devices. That's no problem. So if you upgrade your device, you can just pull the SIM card out of one and put it in the other one, but you can't put a SIM card for another carrier in your phone.
Got it. Okay. Let's go to Neil in Mississauga. Neil, do you have a question about phones or smartphones?
I do, actually. You know, I've been listening to the discussions, and it's really good questions. And Mark, by the way, you sound fine due to your vocal cord problems.
Thank you.
You still sound great, and the show is great today.
Thank you.
I was wondering if Carlos knows of any of the Nokia models that I've been using, like BlackBerries, for the last couple of years, and that's through work, and we've got limited surfing capabilities or lockdown devices. So I'm just wondering if there are any Nokia phones that can use Wi-Fi technology, smartphones, for surfing the Internet.
Yeah, definitely. The Nokia N95 8 gig that we launched with Rogers a few months ago is basically a lot of experts out there in the world, is the best 3G phone that is out in the market right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely can browse the Internet using Wi-Fi. And not only that, but you can use a lot of different applications that using Wi-Fi wouldn't have capabilities mm-hmm. on the device. For sure.
Yeah, and just before we go to commercial break, Wi-Fi is when you have a wireless network, say in your home or you're in office. It's like your high-speed internet, but a wireless router that grants you, you don't have to be tethered to the wall. Mm-hmm. So some phones now have Wi-Fi, so you're surfing the internet at high speeds, not using your cellular network. So that's mm-hmm. what Wi-Fi means. So the iPhone has it, the Nokia N95 has it, one of the BlackBerry New Pearls has it. So this is a feature that some are looking for because it's less taxing on the battery as well, and you're not incurring any charges with your cell carrier. In some cases, you can even make phone calls over Wi-Fi, which is pretty neat. Great question. We got to take one more short break. When we return, a couple more calls, and then give away that amazing grand prize. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, articles, and templates. This week, features include how to turn your photos into a beautiful panorama and how to use your PC to create board games for the kids or grandkids or yourself. That's MicrosoftHome.com. We are talking this hour about smartphones. These they look like a cell phone. Maybe they've got a fancier keyboard, but they can show videos and movies and play music and help you navigate from point A to point B. You can type in Timmy's and find the closest coffee joint to your exact location. They can take photos and shoot video and everything but the kitchen sink. These are the smartphones that are becoming increasingly popular today. And who better to talk to about smartphones than the world's number one phone manufacturer, Nokia? We're joined by Carlos Zamorano this hour from Nokia. Welcome back to the show, Carlos.
Yep.
Who brought with them one heck of a grand prize valued at $550. We're going to give that away soon. This is a Nokia 5310 Express Music mobile phone, Bluetooth stereo headset for wireless headphones, speakers, and an emergency charger, all valued at $550, given away to a lucky person who had their question on the air about phones. We do have time for more questions, including Sandra, who is eligible for a call back in a couple moments. Welcome to the show, Sandra.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a question regarding my Nokia 3220. If I move up to a smartphone, can I transfer my whole base of telephone directory, everything right over to the new smartphone?
Yeah, good question.
So, yes, we definitely have a software that is called the Nokia PC Suite. And if you connect your phone with your computer, you can back up all your information. And as soon as you move to the new phone, you can transfer it all over again. So you will not lose anything. Something to think about also is in the past few months, we announced our new set of services that we're going to start providing to the regular consumers that we have already. As part of those services, we have OVI, which is, it means in Finnish, it means door. And it's actually the door to our services that we're promoting now moving forward. And as part of those services, we have over-the-air synchronization. So basically, directly from your phone, you will store all your content, all your contacts, your Outlook meetings, and so on and so forth in our servers. And as soon as you change devices, you can restore it right away.
Okay, great. I'm being told that that's it. I was going to try to squeeze in one more call, but I don't think we have time because we want to give away this grand prize. Thanks for answering that, Carlos. Okay, so Dwayne, please pick a number randomly from all the numbers that Jill Malbouf took down this hour, and let's give somebody a holler, see if they remember the secret phrase, and award somebody one amazing grand prize. And all right, don't say hello.
I won with Nokia on Tech Talk.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Who's this?
It's Sandra from Bolton.
Sandra from Bolton, you are the winner of a $550 grand prize valued at $550. This is a music in a box package from Nokia. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I've been wanting to get a new phone for like ever.
All right. Well, we're going to put you on hold, get all your particulars, tell you how to pick up this amazing prize. Thank you very much to Carlos Zamorano, the eMarketer manager for Nokia North America, joining us in the studio today.
It was definitely a pleasure to be here with you today, Mark.
Great, thanks. And you're hearing right from the front lines, if you will, the questions from consumers that matter most. And great questions today, as always. You can email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, if you have any follow-ups. And hey, stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Good afternoon.